When Superstorm Sandy slammed into the New Jersey shore 3 years ago, it also devastated the rural area known as the Delaware Bay Shore, where the Delaware River funnels into the Atlantic Ocean. Instead of sending funds for rebuilding efforts, the state offered to buy out some homeowners in hopes of turning the area back to nature. And while some residents have taken the cash, WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports others want to repair the damage and preserve the culture of the Bay Shore.
Kate Nelson lives in a tiny town called Bay Point in a small house she and her husband are fixing up. They used to have a larger home along the Delaware Bay, but Sandy destroyed it. They also used to run the town's only marina, but they sold that to the state. Nelson says it made sense to take the buyout, but she still isn't over it.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome, the military get it, but we do too. I mean, I can't go by a marina without getting upset, and they'll tell you, I mean, we are... I was devastated when I saw that excavator chew into my bait and tackle shop. It was my life.
A dozen property owners in Bay Point have taken buyouts since Sandy, which has made the small town even smaller.
I'm the secretary of the club now, and I have to do the release of the deeds for the people that are buying out, and it's just heartbreaking to each of us.
But Nelson and her husband aren't ready to pack up their truck and move inland just yet. For one, they say the state isn't offering them enough money to relocate. But more to the point, Nelson and her husband, Mike, who grew up in Bay Point, can't see themselves living anywhere else.
And it'll be our choice to stay here with the elements, but we love it. You don't get the sunsets in the city or the birds. And we love fishing and crabbing. So hopefully that's where they'll let us stay here.
The buyouts are part of a New Jersey program to purchase and tear down waterfront homes and turn flood-prone regions into environmentally protected areas. So far, New Jersey has demolished more than 250 houses through the program. But some residents on the Bay Shore feel like the push to turn their towns into a nature preserve has overshadowed their need for help after Sandy.
In all honesty, I don't think there's anyone around this area that would deny the fact that the rest of the state, northern, where the beaches are, the big stuff, they don't even know we're here, nor do they care. So we're just going to make it on our own.
Shirley Fonash co-owns the Charlesworth Hotel, a longtime restaurant in the Bayshore town of Fortescue.
People are tough down here. They have to be to exist. Because as far as the rest of the state is concerned, forget it. We're not here.
So when the Charlesworth sustained hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage during Sandy, it almost closed for good. That is, according to Shirley's husband, Jim, until local groups of volunteers offered to help the couple rebuild.
We've had doctors and lawyers on their hands and knees shoveling dirt in the basement. I mean, people you just wouldn't believe coming out to help us.
So while the state and some environmental groups want to turn the Bay Shore back to nature after the storm, Sandy actually seemed to draw locals closer together than they had ever been before.
From where I sit, it looks like more people recognize the Bay Shore as a region and recognize that they have something in common with their neighbors down the road, instead of feeling like everybody's individually having their own issues and their own fight. I think that it's brought people more together.
Megan Wren runs the Bay Shore Center at Bivalve, a former hub for oyster fishing on the Delaware Bay. After Sandy, Wren became a kind of local organizer, helping residents in the Bay Shore region recover from the storm.
Though the recovery is not complete, and I don't know if it ever will be, I like to think of one of the legacies being people willing to work together more.
Shirley Fonash, who co-owns the restaurant in Fortescue, says business is still slow, but interest in the Bay Shore has never been stronger. She credits Sandy for that and says the Bay Shore culture, more than the fear of what the next big storm might do, motivated them to stay.
You can't just spend your whole life worrying about what's going to happen. We're here. We want to see it brought back to life. And so here we stay.
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.